Chapter 13. Alex Rastarik talked a lot. He also waved his hands about.
I know. I'm the best suspect. I drove here alone, and on the way, I had a creative thought. I do not expect you to understand. How could you?
I might, Kari said.
But Alex Rastarik rushed on.
It's just one of those things. They come to you. There's no knowing when or how. An idea, and everything else goes out of your mind.
I'm producing Limehouse Nights next month. Suddenly, last night, it was wonderful. The perfect lighting. Fog. The way the car headlights lit the fog so brightly, and yet there was nothing to be seen. The buildings just disappeared. Everything helped to create the right atmosphere. The shots, the running footsteps. And I thought, that's it. But how am I going to get these effects?
Inspector Curry interrupted.
You heard shots? Where?
Out of the fog, Inspector.
Alex waved his hands.
Out of the fog. That was the wonderful part about it.
You didn't think that anything was wrong?
Wrong? Why should I?
Are shots so usual?
Ah, I knew you wouldn't understand. The shots fitted into the scene I was creating. I wanted shots, danger. What did I care what they were, really? Someone shooting rabbits? I was imagining myself in Limehouse, or rather in the theatre, looking at Limehouse.
How many shots?
I don't know, said Alex carelessly. Two or three? Two close together, I do remember that.
Inspector Curry nodded.
And the sound of running footsteps, where were they?
They came to me out of the fog, somewhere near the house.
Inspector Curry said gently,
That would suggest that the murder of Christian Gulbranson came from outside.
Of course. Why not? You don't really suggest, do you, that he came from inside the house?
Still very gently, Inspector Curry said,
We have to think of everything.